This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
I was hoping we'd have a show like this. I was hoping we'd get here someday before a trial actually took place and a judge put the words appearance of a cover-up and so egregious into a 19-page order dismissing the murder case against Aaron Spencer, the Arkansas father charged with killing Michael Fosler, the 67-year-old man accused of crimes against Spencer's 13-year-old daughter. Special Circuit Court Judge Ralph Wilson cataloged 11 specific failures by the lead detective on the case, Robbie McCain. Evidence not photographed, not logged, viewed on a personal computer, stored in an office drawer for a year, and ultimately lost. The state argued negligence. Wilson found bad faith. The second-degree murder charge is gone. So here we are. Time to break it all down on where it goes from here and your thoughts in the comment section on Substack, YouTube, or wherever you're watching this right now. Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining us as always. Been on this case from day one. Let's start with the big words. Appearance of a cover-up and so egregious. Those are the judge's words in writing in a single order. You've been analyzing criminal cases for a long time. How rare is that language from a sitting judge?
Pretty rare. It's pretty rare. I mean, when I read it, I was, you know, that was like a whoa moment because it's a big thing for a judge to do that. I mean, it's a big thing for a judge to really take that step and say that I think that the police have done something untoward at all, you know, to go to the length of, all right, this, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck type situation. It blew my mind, frankly, because he didn't have to do it. You know what I mean? He could have just, and it was a carefully crafted order. You know, he put a lot of thought into it. That wasn't something he just threw together. And ultimately, it was a situation where he just couldn't ignore what was in front of him, you know. And I think that ultimately, and we'll probably get into this area a bit, I think the fact that because he was a retired judge who had been appointed really gave him the freedom to kind of say what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
Whereas if he was still on the bench actively, he may have tempered it some. So,
and I'm wondering about how we got to this point here, because it all comes down really. I mean, the big thing is the SD card going missing from the camera itself. And then we've talked about it before. This is a piece that I have, did all of the details that the judge ruled on here, from it getting in his computer, him saying, oh, the videos were this long when the camera's not even capable of recording to that length, all of the bullshit that was spewed out there. That did all of that really come later into this investigation as we're getting closer to the trial date? Or had this been, have these facts been known all along and it just finally took this judge to step up and say, what are you all doing?
Yeah, to me, in terms of the cover-up aspect of it, it's undeniable that they clearly knew, they being Lono County Sheriff and, for all intents and purposes, the AG and their office, who's the one who said, look, you sent this dash cam to us, but the SD card's not there. They'd known about it for months. Because remember, this thing doesn't, the defense has no awareness that this dashboard cam even exists in the world at all.
Yeah.
Because they decided not to, for whatever reason, which was one of the reasons that I think that the judge ended up, you know, ruling the way that he ruled, was not in any way, shape, or form in evidence. There was no chain of custody. There was no evidence log. There was no evidence whatsoever that they had recovered the thing from the scene. You know, so when you're looking at that, ostensibly, you have to be like, what is going on here? You know, what is going on here? And there's, I'm hard pressed to think of any kind of reasonable explanation that exists, because everything else that required digital forensics to be performed on it was sent within 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing that wasn't sent on that first run was the dashboard cam, you know? And it's like, I think the judge was left with no choice, you know? And the question for me was always, because it's such an extreme remedy, you know, is he going to have the balls to do it? Because it's a huge swing, you know, dismissing a case like this. But, you know, like I had been saying all along, to me, this was a perfect storm wherein you had the public sentiment behind Aaron Spencer. I think you had a lot of people within the government in Arkansas behind Aaron Spencer. You know, it just, it was lined up so that I think Judge Wilson decided ultimately, look, they shit the bed on this thing massively. Like there's no way that I can allow this thing to go to trial. And, you know, I'm willing to put my neck out on it because, you know, I think it was so egregious in terms of what they had done.
They called it extraordinary and extreme. I mean, that's when you're looking at this and you're looking at, okay, he had, and there was other violations too, but the SD card is the most egregious and the camera, the whole damn thing. I mean, it's like he handled it as if he was handling it like a shitty thing that came in from Temu that he forgot that he ordered. Oh, look at this. I bought that the other night when I was really high and it was $3.99. Who would have known? And then you know, you put it in your drawer and it's just, and it sits for years. And eventually you're like, what is this thing? Wow. Oh, I bought that on Temu. It was like, but it was a key piece of evidence. I mean, is there any world that exists in which this was just one giant F up because they're not accustomed to dealing with high profile cases or cases of any substance of value? I mean, they that's insane to say. Of course, every case that goes through has some value to it. Right. These are people's lives that are on the line. It seems the if it's utter carelessness, well, that's a huge problem in itself. Yeah. But if it's beyond that, because I guess that's the weird part about this. The hiding of the evidence or the keeping it in his desk, opening it on his personal computer, this and that, all the claims that he made. He didn't like go lock it up in a safe. He didn't go destroy it. Or, I mean, it was like it was there. It was just not where it was supposed to be, except for the SD card. We don't know where the hell that went.
Right.
I mean,
the only part that matters.
But the fact that it's like, it's just kind of like, oh, it's over on his desk, but nobody can touch it. There are little tendrils to it that just seem like, well, he's a dipshit. But there's a lot more that seem like maybe there's something else going on here. Can we ever really get to the answer to that question?
I don't know. Because, you know, what happened, I think the very next day is Robbie McCain was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And as you may or may not know, Aaron won the primary for sheriff.
Yeah.
And the general election's coming on in November. And if he wins, obviously he's going to be the new sheriff come like January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would think that at that point in time, if anybody's going to be able to get answers, it's going to be Aaron Spencer when he gets in there as the boss man. You know, as to what happened with Robbie McCain and, you know, like I'd love to have that guy on the show. Now that he's no longer working for the Lone Oak County Sheriff's Department, I'd love to have him on and ask him some questions because, like, I hate throwing shit out there that's not substantiated in any way, shape, or form. But I saw postings that McCain was saying that he had intentionally destroyed the thing in order to help Aaron. Now, I don't know if McCain said, I don't know if any of that's true.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're trying to think about a situation wherein why this thing would go missing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the possibilities, right? I mean, if you're going to say, okay, here's the five different possibilities. If this was done intentionally as to why it was done, It was either to help Fossler, it was either done to help Aaron, depending on what the footage shows, right? And we'll never know what the footage shows, which is where the whole thing is. You know, I don't know.
I've seen those postings too, and I was like, huh, let me think about that for a minute. Like, I could there be a world in, I mean, either way, it's unprofessional. It's not acceptable. He should not be in law enforcement if he's putting his finger on the hand of justice, no matter what direction it goes in. It's not for him to do. But if there was this wild hair idea of, oh shit, maybe there's something on here that wouldn't fare well for Aaron Spencer in court, how about I just destroy that for him? Okay. I mean, not what you should be doing at all. And I'm not going to say I'm accepting that because it's not okay, but I could see that being a not super experienced in life or in that sort of role position, human being taking the law into their own hands. And we all know that in smaller departments and stuff, shit like this does happen all the time. Yeah. So is that a possibility? Was this a harebrained idea of I'm going to do this and it's going to benefit him, but in the way it really played out, I mean, it ultimately got the damn thing dismissed, but at the end, but had it not gotten there, had we been stuck with the same judge before, it also would have probably put him in prison for the rest of his life, too. So, I mean, it's quite a gamble to make.
It's a huge gamble, man. It's like, there's no, like, because the reason I dismiss it as a possibility, frankly, is for the reason that you just described, which is there's no way Robbie McCain, like, played 3D chess with this shit and figured, all right, I'm going to get rid of this thing. And ultimately what's going to happen is the defense attorney is going to file a motion to dismiss because this thing disappeared. And ultimately the case is going to get dismissed by a judge through paper.
Like there, yeah, I mean, it's quite no a foretelling of the future.
Yeah. There's no way in hell that happened, man. So, and you know, the other part of it is when you kind of think about it in the sense that, is one cop viewing a video somebody that you're going to trust in terms of what the evidence shows or doesn't show, you know, and how you're crafting an argument behind what the video shows or doesn't show? It's like all of it seems completely implausible to me. But then again, man, like where did it go? Like, I just want to know I want to know where the damn thing went.
No, you know? I mean, if they had handled it like evidence, it wouldn't be lost. That would be solution number one. Handle it like evidence. Don't handle it like, oh, I just got a cheeseburger. I'm going to go use the bathroom real quick. Aren't these cards tiny? Have you seen how tiny these cards are? And you walk down the hall and you set it on the urinal and you go to the bathroom and then you go back. Oh, shit, the card's in the urinal. Oh, it's not there anymore. And it's the size of a speck of sand. So number one, I mean, I think we've all lost an SD card before, those of us who use them in things. But so, I mean, it's not like it's impossible to lose one of these things. I understand that is a real possibility. But again, you and me handling SD cards around our offices and studios are not criminal evidence.
Exactly.
So, and you and I are that.
Yeah. And we're not sitting here saying that we specifically clicked it back into the device from which it came.
Yes, there's that. And the taking out of cards and things can corrupt them very easily. That does happen. If he hadn't testified to what was on the card, and then basically his testimony defied possibility of what he claims he saw because he was identifying video lengths and such that the camera is incapable of actually taking. Had that lined up with reality more, had it been like, yes, they were all whatever it was, 5 minute lengths. I forgot exactly what the camera took.
One, two, three, and five minutes.
If it lined up with what that thing was capable of doing and it made sense, do you think we'd be having this conversation today or do you think this would be in trial?
I think it would probably be going to trial.
Yeah.
I do, because at that point, you know, when you're talking about like Arizona v. Youngblood, which is, you know, the case that the Supreme Court case that this centers around in terms of the preservation of evidence. And when you've got that thing where it's deemed as only potentially useful, you know, then there's not going to be a due process violation unless you can show bad faith. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's negligence, which you're talking about there, then, you know, it's like a shrug of the shoulders. You know what I mean? You're not going to get the case tossed. You have to show the bad faith there. Now, Judge Wilson went through both tests, you know, in terms of the Youngblood and the Trombetta tests. And, you know, he found that the defense had met both.
Yeah.
But again, if you're pulling out the testimony of McCain, which that testimony and what he was saying is what facilitated the defense hiring their expert, right? And their mm-hmm. expert, someone who comes in and says, all right, I've looked at this model and what this guy is saying is like abjectly false. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. He's lying. Why mm-hmm. he's lying, I don't know. So yeah, if that doesn't happen, then I think we're looking at a different scenario. But, you know, the bigger thing is like the way that this played out. Remember, the defense didn't become privy to the fact that this thing existed. I'm talking about the dashboard cam in the world until they laid eyes when Aaron Castagnoli sees the email from mm-hmm. the AG, which got sent over in discovery, which, you know, should have been turned over, but I'm surprised that it was, you know, mm-hmm. as soon as she sees the email from the AG saying, yeah, there is no SD card, you know, and Aaron's like, what dashboard cam? I've looked through all the evidence logs. I've never seen one mention of a dashboard cam. And then you've got them trying to go back in time and create this evidence log that makes it seem as if they logged it in back around the time when they recovered it. And that was patently false as well. So, I mean, they were able to pick apart what they had done. And, you know, the underlying question still remains, why? You know, like, why? Like, that's the part that like, I am so thrilled for the Spencer family that, like, I'm not I don't necessarily want to nitpick on it in terms of wanting to know why anymore, but I still want to know why.
Sure.
I want to know why they did what they did. You know, it's like it's that thing that we've been talking about forever.
Yeah.
Like, who's being protected?
Well, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, is this something where, because sometimes people's ignorance can really masquerade and seem like something far worse than it actually is. Is this something as stupid as, like I just said, like, go to the urinal. Oh, shit, I lost it. It's better to say I saw it. This is the calculation maybe they're making in their mind. Better to say I saw it and then I lost it rather than saying I took it out, looked at it, which I shouldn't have been doing anyhow. But if I say that it existed, then, I mean, I could just see some sort of fucked up, dumb calculation in somebody's mind to cover up their bad behavior or their incompetence, right, and thinking that'll look better than the opposite. When in reality, no, that's not how it's going to play out.
Negligence is just sloppy. Like if he had said, I dropped it and then I crushed it under the heel of my service shoe,
right
by accident because I didn't see it.
Yeah,
that's going to be negligence. That's not going to be bad faith, because when you slip into that bad faith, that's conduct that reflects awareness that the evidence mattered.
Yeah. But was that the calculation going through that person's mind in that moment, I guess, is the question. That's, you know, because somebody could calculate that very inaccurately in their mind.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I mean, there's so many questions. Your thoughts on that so far in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.